This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes... These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment. What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early! Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Here's the part no one can explain. How do you commit four brutal murders in a house? Literally dripping blood through the walls and leave behind almost nothing. If you're new to this case, and you're like, that sounds a bit extreme. I know, it sounds a bit extreme. Early on in this case, well, the bodies were still in the house even after they'd been removed. There was blood, literally, coming out from underneath the siding of the house. You know where the concrete meets siding? Dripping down. It was one of the most disturbing thoughts, disturbing scenes I think any of us have seen in quite some time. It still sticks with you if you remember the moment you saw that as this case was unfolding. So there was that. No bloody footprints, though. No smears in the car. Nothing in his apartment. Just a knife sheath. With his DNA. Coburgers. Left at the scene. In this episode, we're peeling back one of the most unsettling layers of the Brian Coburger case, the illusion of perfection. Because what's coming into focus now through witness statements, post-gag order filings, and the creepy breadcrumbs Coburger left behind is a portrait of a guy who didn't just fantasize about murder, he studied it. He rehearsed it. And when the time came, he executed it with a kind of clinical detachment that left seasoned investigators stunned. But even now, it's full of holes. Was there really an ID belonging to one of the victims found among his things? Did he actually clean that well? Or did police just miss what they should have caught? And what's with the now infamous thumbs-up bathroom selfie taken hours after the crime? Was that just post-murder vanity, or was it something darker, a nod to killers he looked up to? Joining me again is New York Times best-selling author and award-winning journalist Howard Bloom, who's been digging into these unanswered questions since day one, and Robin Drake, retired FBI special agent, former chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, who knows what obsession looks like, more importantly, what it hides. Together, we're digging into the why behind the still missing evidence and the who the Koberger might have been trying to become. Was this the work of a clean freak, a psychopath, or someone trying to engineer his own legacy by borrowing pieces from the monsters before him? Bundy's charm, BTK's precision, Norman Bates' silence, and Elliot Rodgers' warped manifesto. At some point, you have to ask, was Brian Koberger trying to become the next great American serial killer, or just plagiarizing their playbooks and hoping to get away with it? Let's break it open. There were reports not officially confirmed due to the gag order that investigators had found an ID of someone associated with the King Roadhouse. And that's as close as I believe the terminology ever got to putting it on someone or one of the victims at the house, that those IDs were connected to someone amongst Koberger's belongings. Have you heard anything through your sources, Howard, about the alleged ID discovery, if it was ever true, and how significant, obviously would be a major piece of evidence if that was out there? I'm surprised we hadn't heard more about it yet, if in fact it is true.
I've been trying to find out about it, and like you, it would be a major piece of information, a major bit of connective tissue. And I have been able to find out nothing at this point. I don't believe it was the ID from someone in the house, but time will tell. And again, perhaps I think you're thinking wishfully about this outpouring of information. I think it's going to be a slow trickle over the next decade.
Let me ask you about that. I mean, beyond the knife sheath, DNA records, the kind of extenuating pieces that are kind of adding on to pieces that we already knew about, it seems to be what we're seeing a lot of right now. Beyond that, what other physical or forensic evidence that has come out, or statements that people have made since the gag order has lifted that have stood out to you most?
I mean, you were raising all these questions, and I've seen nothing since the gag order has been lifted that makes the case against him any stronger. It's still a mystery. And that's why we come back to the president's statement. Will he have to speak? Will he have to say anything? I don't believe he will. But again, this case began in mystery. That's what pulled me into it, the first part. And it's going to end with the mystery still outstanding.
It makes you wonder a little bit. Robin, do you have a question?
No, I'm in the same boat. There's so many blank spaces that it'll be interesting to see if Kober can, over the period of time, kind of like the BTK situation where he's going to keep doing this leakage to keep attention on himself, or he's going to face something other in prison that's going to preclude these disclosures over time. You know, it's like you want one and not the other. One of the greatest mysteries to me is still how he was able to clean everything so well with such a bloody scene to have zero blood splatter on anything. From what you've heard, do you think that was his exceptional ability to be OCD about cleanliness, or was it any missteps by the investigators to miss it?
I think it was his criminal justice studies that allowed him to do it. That combined with his OCD techniques. I mean, there was so much blood in the house that was dripping out of the foundations. We've all seen the pictures of the red rivulets dripping down the side of the house. And yet there's no trail of blood outside the house. That would have been seen by the investigators. There's nothing in his apartment, nothing in the car. Again, it's a mystery. And I'm sure Ann Taylor would have played those points at a trial over and over again to the jury.
It makes you wonder what we're going to find out about that specific element of this with information coming out from the prosecution beyond just Ann Taylor. Did they ever figure out how he got away with keeping such a cleanly situation? That to me, that statement that was made.
You know, if the prosecution had anything, why didn't Bill Thompson reveal it in his statement at the plea deal. Again, that plea deal statement introduced nothing except one new bit of information that they too believed that only one of these students was the primary target.
Yeah. Yeah, very true. I'm curious what we're going to find out here, and I'm curious to get your thoughts on how much of Brian in his mind was trying to emulate, and I'm saying this in air quotes, the greats, if you will, or the most well-known killers of the past. That photo in the shower, to me, right away stood out. It reminded me of not only the movie Psycho and that character, the Norman Bates, but also American Psycho, the movie. The elements of his dress were very similar. The tight white shirt, the smile, right, the thumbs up. So many things seem to be nods in the way of Koberger to other killers of the past, fake and both real. The thumbs up, the Bundy. Obviously, we're gonna get, there's the elements of the Elliot Rodger. We can talk about that in a moment. But do you think we're going to find an obsession here as they dig further into his life and his past and what he was into, of this idea of identifying with very well-known serial killers and somehow then that being the folks he looked up to and part of the motivating factor behind what he was doing because he wanted to be one of them. It seems that he was putting those nods out there quite a bit, but very few were catching it at the moment.
I think he started out as a student, and then he wanted to become one. His teacher, Professor Ramslin, talks about how fantasy breeds the real thing. You want to experience it yourself. And he read all about the serial killers. He fantasized about it, and then he was going to become like them. There are references, conscious and unconscious, to the people he studied. That's part of his MO.
I wonder, did he have his own identity? Because he was so, I'm going to say new to this, it sounds so callous, but new to this world of this sort of thing. Had he gone on, there probably would have been more. But I'm wondering, did he have an identity of his own? Or is Brian Koberger a very interesting subject here? Is he's more of a cornucopia of all these different elements of different killers, all kind of pushed into one, and he's picking and choosing the elements that he wants to be based on that kind of learned behavior.
He's trying to commit, I believe, and this is just me speculating, hypothesizing, commit the perfect crime. And to commit this perfect crime, he had to take elements of all the people he studied. He did his tutelage, and now this was his doctoral dissertation, in effect.
Do you think there was
all
one
he had learned?
Do you think there was one in particular that stood out to Koberger? Is there anything in his line of thinking that this was the one he idolized the most, or this is the one that he looks back on going, that guy had something going on, whether it be Dennis Rader or whoever it may be?
I think that's too coherent a modus of operandi for him. I think he was taking all this and just reacting as a sense of madness. I mean, we go back to that night, where he was just circling the house, trying to find the will to do it. When he finally acts, he pays no attention to the cars in the driveway, the DoorDash driver. He's locked in his own world. Mm-hmm. He's becoming his own monster. And I think this is what was pushing him forward.
Robin?
Yeah, that's perfect of what I wanted to go down next, Howard. From all the, even its limited data points, but the evidence we have of him through his life arc so far, he seems to get really stovepiped. And he doesn't seem, like once he gets fixated on something, he creates a plan just for this. And his ability to innovate new data coming in once he's locked in seems pretty limited. And it seemed like that night, with the exception of this, that's why I was curious about your opinion. If he was targeting just Maddie, and I know people have asked this before, but I'm curious about your opinion, and he's fixated on her, you can maybe then understand why the two in the room, but why four and not five or six? So my curiosity is that he gets so stovepiped, he can't innovate and solve new problems as they're emerging. And so he had a purpose to go in there. He adapted it somewhat on the way, or maybe it was four, but I don't think so. And then why not more?
Well, again, I'm just speculating. But
we all are.
Kelly was in the room. She fought for her life. he had to deal with her. He had to kill her in his mind. Xanax comes up the stairs. He now sees her. He has no choice but to deal with her. When he chases her back towards her room, there's Ethan. Now he kills Ethan. Why he started to carve Ethan's legs, as the Dateline episode said, that too is a mystery. Then he sits on a chair and rests for a moment and then goes out. I think during that period of rest, he's still locked in his own thoughts. I don't think he saw Dylan at all. I think if she had spoken up, if she said one word, she too would become another victim. But he just went on his own journey out of the house. He had accomplished what he wanted to accomplish. He was this monster now.
So let's take a step back for just a second here. A guy commits one of the most savage crimes we've seen in decades, and somehow there's no blood on his clothes, no DNA in his car, no smoking gun, no smoking anything. It's a trail of questions that keeps growing darker the longer you stare at it. And here's the part that sticks. He wanted it that way. This wasn't just about killing. It was about presentation. Symbolism, control, every piece of his behavior after the murders, the photo, the silence, the obsessive planning, the lack of forensic trace. It reads like a performance. And the fact that we're still talking about him in these terms, that may have been the real goal all along. As Howard pointed out, Koberger didn't just act, he curated. He took bits and pieces from the killers and studied like a kid, cobbling together a science fair project. Bundy's charismas, BTK's planning, the false confidence of American Psycho, the bitterness of Elliot Rodger. He wasn't trying to invent a new monster. He was building one out of spare parts. But the question is, did he ever fully become it? Robin framed it perfectly. Koberger wasn't innovative. He was stovepiped. Once he locked into a plan, that was it. No improvisation, no deviation, which might explain why four people died, but not five or six. Maybe Dylan was spared because she didn't interrupt the script, because Koberger couldn't pivot. His plan had already ended. And yet, for all the studying, the obsession, he still dropped the sheath. He still left a digital trail. He still miscalculated the one thing he seemed to crave most. Legacy. Because without a trial, without a manifesto, without a final reveal, he's just another broken man behind bars, waiting for someone to ask him why, waiting for his fan club of criminal psychologists to show up, waiting to become the thing he always dreamed of being. Not a man who got away with murder, but a man who made us all keep looking over our shoulders. Maybe in the end, that's what he wanted. And in the end, that's what scared him most, the possibility that he wasn't original enough to matter, and still doesn't today. We'll be watching out to see what else leaks, because if there's one thing we've learned in this case, it's that the silence, it always means something. Big thank you to Howard Bloom for joining us in the conversation, and Robin Drake as well. And you too. Let's hear your thoughts in the comments section on our YouTube channel. Just search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. If you haven't already, hit subscribe there and join in that conversation. If you're on our other channels, the podcast channels on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, hit subscribe there as well. But also please do check out our YouTube channel so you can be part of our conversation on this case and the many that we are covering for you right here at the Hidden Killers Podcast and True Crime Today. My name is Tony Bruschi. Thank you for joining us. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers Podcast.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back at your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids, to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook, to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love, and cashback is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cashback. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com. That's abilitychiro.com. At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.